Madison police, in cooperation with immigration agents, arrested the unidentified teenagers with nine other alleged gang members in a coordinated enforcement sweep on Wednesday. All 11 have been charged with being in the country illegally. But police say the arrests were made to prevent a revenge killing gang members were planning. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has not released their names, and the parents raising complaints today have also asked to remain anonymous. But Alex Gillis of the Immigrant Workers Union, a local immigrant rights group, says they've asked him to speak on their behalf. He says the parents believe their sons were treated unjustly because they were trying to get out of the gang.
They were working and they were trying to get out of all that. And even though they keep some of the friendship with some of the gang members, definitely they don't believe that they were planning to do anything.
Gillis says the arrests send the wrong message to the immigrant community because they targeted only undocumented gang members but failed to arrest any gang members who are citizens. Madison Police Captain Charles Wheeler, who heads the Crime Prevention Gang Unit, says it was clear that all those arrested were active gang members.
The ones that we have on that list are confirmed gang members, or they may be associates.
The parents plan to hold a news conference tonight to ask police why they didn't charge their sons with a crime, but instead turned them over to immigration officials for deportation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.